This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Good to have you listening today on BPN Radio. It's good to have Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer here in the studios, and they actually don't need any introduction, because for over 2 years now, you've been hearing Delvin, our news, our award-winning news director, sharing the news and filling in for me from time to time. And of course, Delvin and Rhonda have been hosting the Isaiah 60 Watts now for over 2 years. You can hear them actually today, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And Rhonda, of course, is hosting the Friday Prayer Time, Friday Prayer Watch on BPNRadio.com, as well as Facebook Live every Friday morning at 10 a.m. So this hour, our time together, has not been rehearsed. We have been visiting a little while in my prayer room, so we don't even know what we're going to talk about. So, Delvin and Rhonda, good to have you both here in the studios with me on the Monday Prayer Watch.
It's wonderful to be here, Dale, and be here in the studio in Austin, the home headquarters of BPNRadio.com. We always talk about coming to you live from our BPNRadio.com studios in Liberal, Kansas. But it's good to be here at the home office.
Yeah, and you know, it's it's a full studio. We got monitors and equipment and microphones, and we got all kinds of stuff going on here. And it's more than just a microphone and a computer. But anyhow, we're thankful for it takes a team to make it work. And of course, you guys have been a major part of our team for over 2 years, and finally you get to be here in our studios. So it's great to have you on. What a blessing you guys are, and most everybody knows about you from Liberal, Kansas, and you guys have lived in Liberal for a while. And just talk a little bit about yourselves. We're going to pray together, however the Holy Spirit leads. Talk a little bit about your journey, what's going on, and we're going to spend some time in prayer. I just believe the Holy Spirit's going to touch some people today. So you guys talk a little while. I'm going to put a cough drop in my mouth.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you live. You know, I just still remember just all the times that you came and ministered at our church. And I've said this many times on our program, how, because, you know, one word from God can change your life forever. And a lot of the words that you spoke over us, we still are holding on to those words. A lot of those words have already come to pass. So I don't know. I just am so excited to be on the BPN team, to be a part of praying for another spiritual awakening. You know, I love to pray anyway, and then to be a part of a team, and not just the people who are on staff here, but those that join us every week on different programmings. You know, we have different people who really, really like a specific program, and so we have some faithful followers for specific programs. But to know that we have thousands of people praying around the United States and around the world for another move of God, to see God come and invade one more time with the power of the Holy Ghost to set people free. So I just wanted to start out by saying I'm just grateful to be a part of BPN Radio. Yes, Delvin and I, we've been married for 26 years, and we've got two wonderful children. Our son is 20, and our daughter is 19. So they're starting doing the college thing, and we are going full force forward in the ministry that God called us to about 2 years ago, where I had walked away from my job of 13 years at our local community college, faithful to do the different things that God had called me to do there. But then he called me to step away from that and to begin to minister through a ministry called Rochelle's Place. And so we've talked about that on your program before. I don't know how much you want me to go into all that, but and then to be able to travel over the next couple of days and be with friends. We were with some friends in Walters, Oklahoma last night, and to be here with you and Jean and to be in your home and to visit with you, and then to go on to Wichita Falls and visit with some people. So this is kind of like a little vacation for us for these next couple of days. So God is just really... I love how he gives times of refreshing, and I'm thankful for even just this moment and this hour of the refreshing that he's bringing. And so whoever is out there and whoever's listening, I want to encourage you that God, the word says that as we repent, times of refreshing will come. And you might not need, there might not be anything that you think, oh, I need to repent, but I'm here to tell you that times of refreshing are coming to you, and they're coming to the body of Christ. God is going to send waves of refreshing to energize us, to ignite us again with fire and passion where we might have been weary and we might have thought about giving up. But he's going to send a wave of refreshing, and he's going to stir in our hearts again the fire that only he can send, so that we can run and we can burn for the harvest. And then he's going to come back and take us home. So that was a lot right there in a little nutshell. But that's my heart in a nutshell.
Well, it's an honor, Rhonda, to have you a part of BPNradio.com. And I love to hear you pray. You are definitely an incredible prayer leader, one that intercedes. I know a couple of years ago you took a gigantic step of faith there at teaching at the community college in Liberal, Kansas. And, wow, but God honors faith, and the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
So, you know, we're working for him, and I believe he's a good employer. We're gonna pray together. Delvin, how did you, you have an incredible radio voice. How did you get into broadcasting?
Well, I actually, way back when I was in high school, I made the determination I wanted to be in radio, and the reason was for that is because it just sounded like they were having so much fun on the radio, and yeah. And it just really appealed to me, and I went to school with that in mind. I went to Oklahoma State University and got a degree, and a degree they don't offer anymore. It was called radio, television, film back then, I got a degree in that, broadcast journalism, and with the intention, my young man goal was to be in sports broadcasting. I'm a Chicago Cub fan. I've always loved the Cubs, and back in the 80s, when Harry Carey was still alive, he would. On the WGN television broadcast, he would do the first three innings, and then he would go the middle three. He would go to the radio side and do the middle three innings on radio, and then come back and do the last three. And they always had a guy come in and do the middle three innings. And that was my dream. I wanted to be the guy that came in and did the middle three for Harry Carey. Well, that didn't work out. But I end up getting into radio news after college, and have worked in radio news on and off, but more on for the last 30 years almost. It'll be I graduated in 1990, so it's been almost 30 years. Wow. But anyway, and I've done some other things, worked in government a couple of times as a media person. But so I've just been in radio, radio news. I'm currently, as well as being the news director for BPNradio.com, I'm the news director for Great Plains Christian Radio, which is in southwest Kansas. a great station there that we have six full-powered stations and over 50 translators and cover most of the western two-thirds of Kansas, the Oklahoma and Texas panhandle region, southeast Colorado, down into northwest Oklahoma, cover quite a large region, and I've been the news director there for 14 years now, and doing news for them. And so I've just, radio is, it's kind of in my blood. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that I've, the Lord has had me doing, and so I enjoy it. The whole idea of speaking into a microphone and when you do it, you don't necessarily think about how many people are out there
right.
listening. You're just talking, but the whole idea of being able to transport a message and paint a picture for someone, mm-hmm. That's just it's always been appealing to me. It's something I enjoy doing, and so.
Yeah.
So my radio voice is my real voice. People always ask me, you know, I thought when you went on the radio, you had to put on a voice. Well, there's some people that have done that over the years, I guess, but that's always been. So a lot of times I'll be at Walmart or someplace like that, and I'll be talking, and I see people's ears tune up, and where have I heard? I know you from somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a privilege, a wonderful honor for Rhonda and I to be a part of BPNRadio.com.
Well,
and what God is doing, Dale, you, as Rhonda said, you've spoken into our lives for many years, and so when you ask us to join you in ministry, it was like, wow, can we do that? And thank you, Lord, for opening that door, and it's just been we pinch ourselves that we get to do it.
Well, that honor is mutual. I can guarantee you that. I know you love radio. I love radio, and boy, it's just an honor to have both of you as a part of our ministry team. And you know, on our new bpnradio.com website, you can go on and click on team, and you can see the pictures of every one of our team members. And Delvin and Rhonda, I know, Delvin, you worked for at one time for the number one radio news station in Oklahoma City. And take a moment just to tell us how you guys ended up in Liberal, Kansas.
Well, yeah, that's right. We lived in Oklahoma City right after we got married in 1991. And Rhonda was finishing up college, and I worked for KTOK, which is a news talk radio station in mm-hmm. Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Worked for the Oklahoma News Network, and eventually I went to work for the Oklahoma State Senate for a couple of years. I wrote speeches, I set up news conferences and did things media, kind of the media liaison for the Senate. And it was about that time we really felt like that the Lord was changing our direction where we were going. My mother and father had... by the time my mother passed away, which has been almost 4 years, it would be 4 years this November, they'd been in the ministry together for 50 years and had pastored many churches over the years. And at that time, we were talking about the possibility, this is around 1998, the possibility of joining them in ministry. They were in between pastorates at the time, and actually they had come to Oklahoma City and were living with us because they didn't know exactly where the Lord hadn't showed them where to go yet. And an opportunity came for a church in Liberal, Kansas, which is far southwest Kansas. I knew where it was. Rhonda sort of knew where it was. But it's a community of, at that time, it was around 23,000, 25,000 folks at the time. And we prayed about it. We just believed that, yeah, this was the opportunity. The church wanted this opportunity as well. So we and my brother, who is 2.5 years younger than me, Darren, He was a youth pastor in Yale, Oklahoma. And so they left there and joined my mom and dad in Liberal to be youth pastor. And we came, and I worked as worship leader, and Rhonda led prayer and that sort of thing. And we joined with them, and this was in 1999, the beginning of 1999, to be working the ministry with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got to Liberal. Over the years, that we've had some transition. The church that had originally brought us out there, we no longer pastor there. We started our own church called Abundant Life Fellowship, and so we're still pastoring there. My brother is now the primary pastor. Dad is still has title of senior pastor, but my brother is the primary pastor of the church now, and. We still help with worship and prayer, and we still are working there with that. But God has also taken us to the marketplace in that area because of my work with the radio station, and mm-hmm. Rhonda worked with the college for many years, and mm-hmm. And so we really invested in that community. Our kids went all through school there, and that's home to them. They were just babies when we moved there,
mm-hmm.
So that's how we got to Liberal. It's been God's been good. He's blessed us. He's been faithful to us there. And you know, we're coming from Oklahoma City. We went to a small town. There were lots of times we thought, man, we sure would like to go to a different restaurant than the three we have. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But over the years, it's now home.
Mm-hmm.
It's home. And the people in that community, we just love them. And God has done some awesome things and connected us with people who were in that community who are gone out now. We have a lot of spiritual children that God has helped us raise up, and they're doing wonderful things for the Lord. And so that's Liberal. That's
all right.
How we got there.
Well, I love to hear people's stories. When I meet someone, I'll say, "Tell me your story." Sometimes I even buy somebody a meal if they'll tell me their story. I love to hear. One of my favorite television programs, I'm not even sure if it's still on, Biography. I just love to find out what has happened to people. So most of you know Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer. They're on with us today. No strangers here on bpnradio.com, but the first time we've got to have them in our studio live. And Rhonda, your voice is heard, of course, every week, every weekday. And then, of course, on Friday, you lead prayer. And on my introduction for your program, I say Rhonda Kinzer, her and Delvin are the founders of Rochelle's Place. So talk to us just a moment before we start praying about some things, about what is Rochelle's Place, and tell us about how that came about.
Rochelle's Place is a ministry to minister to women who have had an abortion. That is part of my testimony, that not only whenever I was 15 that I chose abortion, but how the Lord at 19 began to draw me back to Him, and I gave my heart back to the Lord. And then over a period of 6 years from 19 on, and the Lord began to bring restoration and healing to me, not only from the abortion, but a lot of the other choices that I had made in my life. And so through that process, the Lord, He just set me free. And because of that, our marriage, Devin and I had been married for 6 years, and we had not had any children during those 6 years as I was working on my bachelor's and my master's degree, and not really realizing that because of my abortion, it had affected me to the point where I didn't think I was worthy to have children. And so when the Lord set me free and began this work of deliverance, we immediately then were able to have Mark. And then within 6 months later, after having Mark, I was pregnant with Anna. And so we went from no kids to two kids in less than 2 years. And so God was just really faithful and good. And as we moved on in our life, you know, I've always had a burden and a desire to pray, and the Lord has always allowed me to work with young people, college-age students and youth, and but never sharing my testimony, never sharing my story. It was something personal and private that he had done for me, and I was walking in that freedom. And then when we moved to Liberal and we were in the ministry, the Lord asked me to share my testimony with that congregation when we first moved, and that was the first time I ever did. And then I just put that aside and went on with my life, and then moved on into doing different. I worked at a university for a while, and then I ended up at the community college for 13 years. And the last 2 years of that, I was a counselor at the community college, and the Lord really began to talk to me about how he wanted to set women free who had had an abortion, that what he did for me, he wanted to do for many, many others. And so that stirred in me for a couple of years. And as I was praying that out, we finally came to a point, and it was our anniversary, it was our 25th anniversary, when the Holy Spirit woke me up in the middle of the night, and he said, I want you to do this full time. I want you to share your testimony so that others can be set free. And so so about 6 months after that is when the Lord put in my heart, it's time for you to walk away from the college and trust me in this. I need your attention full time. And that's the best way to describe it. You know, for me, and I think it's like this for most people, whenever you're committed to an employer, when you're committed to a work or a job, you know, you're doing more than 40 hours a week. I was committed to the college, and everything that I did was about the college. And the Lord needed me to be fully committed to him, so that I wouldn't be distracted in the things that he wanted to do. So, you know, I just want to say this, the Lord does things in processes, and he does things in steps. So he never just kind of throws you into the mix of something. He prepared me, I believe, with every job that I had, every opportunity to lead prayer at our church, every opportunity to preach a sermon at our church, every opportunity to, you know, do a ladies' meeting, as well as just ministering to college students and praying for them and leading them to the Lord. He prepared me step by step so that when the time finally came and he said, okay, Rhonda, I want you to go out. And I just want to say this. I've never not had a boss before. I always had someone telling me what to do and how to do it and what they expected me, what time I had to show up to work, how much I was going to get paid, what my benefits were. And so when I walked away from my job, Dale, it took, I'm still in the process, but that first year, all this freedom, and I never had freedom before like that. Mm-hmm. And I guess I just want to say that because I've talked to a lot of people in the last 2 years that the Lord is calling them to do something they've never done before or to do something new. Mm-hmm. And it for me, the scariest part was, okay, now what do I do with my day? Because I mean, seriously, what do I do with my day? Mm-hmm. And so, and then there's a lot of times when I'm praying and I'm like, okay, God, you're my boss. And I have to just say this. There's no greater employer. There's no greater boss than God and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He has been faithful. And he will fill my day. Some days he tells me, you can just rest. You can do whatever you want to today, Rhonda. I don't care what you do. And then there's other days he's like, okay, let's get going because you're going to go here and you're going to go there. So I want to just say there is freedom, but I don't even know if I'm saying this right. I don't know how to describe it. Sometimes we just don't know what to do with our freedom. Mm-hmm. And so the Holy Spirit has taught me, Rhonda, this is the reason, you know, the scripture that comes to my mind, it was for freedom that you were set free. Why? So that you can go out and set other people free for whatever that might look like for them.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are trapped in a job, trapped in a career because they're so afraid that without that, they won't be able to live. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about identity. I'm talking mm-hmm. about reputation in a community, and you're known by that status.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we're coming into the days where God is so moving upon the hearts of his bride, on the hearts of his children, that he's asking them, wherever they're at and whatever they're doing, let your status be that you're first my son or my daughter. Mm-hmm. Allow your reputation to be that is a man of God or a woman of God. I think he's stripping a lot of just the titles and a lot of the, I don't know, maybe even the ornamental things that we feel like we have to have. He's just stripping those things away, and so that he can shine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you've been through, you've been in a major transition after having, well, I call it a comfort zone. And nothing wrong with that, unless that is the end of a season. And I know it can become very scary when the Holy Spirit put in our hearts 2 or 3 years ago that we were not going to be traveling from church to church to church like we had done for 30 years. And Gene, one day in June of, I guess it was June of 2015, she said, or maybe June of 2016, she said, I know that we're finished traveling from church to church, so you're going to have to finish out. I said, well, I got to finish out my year. So, well, you need to finish out your year by yourself, the first time she'd ever told me that. But we knew there was a shift, and that's why we shifted to just doing almost full-time BPNradio.com. And sometimes people will say, you're going back to being a disc jockey. I'll say, no, it's not being a disc jockey. I'm having the opportunity to minister to people across America and around the world. And, you know, people say to me, well, on Sunday morning, you know, you lead a radio church. Who ever heard of a radio church? Well, I really haven't heard of a radio church, but I know that God is always up to something new all the time. And so I know that where I used to minister to one church on Sunday, now I'm getting to minister to one congregation or one people group. Now I'm getting to minister to a lot of different people and people groups across America and around the world. So it's been a transition, but, you know, 60 or 70% of our income came from our ministry to local churches. So when we thought about, hey, we're going to have to... We're moving into a whole new dimension of faith. And I believe that wherever we at, it takes a spirit of faith to operate in that dimension. And you know, we knew it was going to take a whole new level of faith, but we knew what God wanted us to do. So here we are into this now in our fourth year, and we still go out maybe on special occasions. I know I'm going to go minister to Andrew Womack's Bible school pretty soon, his leaders. And, you know, next month I'm going to help dedicate a new church in Sugar Land, Texas. So there are some times we go out, but primarily I'm here at this microphone, not just playing music. I play music to correspond with whatever prayer or whatever we're talking about or praying about. But I'm here to not only speak a message that God has given me, but to share the microphone with people like Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer. And so, you know, Rhonda's been in a transition. Of course, when one goes through a transition, another one, Delvin has also gone with her in that. But obedience is better than sacrifice. And Delvin and Rhonda, I just believe, we're just here talking and praying that out of one thing you start or focus on comes a whole conglomerate, whole dimension of new things. I was thinking today about the man that I was called to preach under, David Wilkerson, and I've heard David tell his story many times, how he was pastoring a little church in Pennsylvania in the 50s, and he saw this picture on the front page of the New York Times of these two young men that were in jail. And he knew that he was supposed to go speak to these two men in jail. That was his focus, that he was going to go minister. And maybe out of that would come some type of prison ministry. So he took up an offering at his church. It was exactly the amount he needed as a confirmation, made his way to New York City, did not have enough money to rent a motel, so he slept in his car. And during the night, as he would sleep in the car, he would see these gangs coming together, fighting each other, warring against each other. And then when morning time came, he made his way to the New York City jail, but could not get in. So he made two or three or four other trips to New York City, thought this was his main focus. But out of that, those times he was sleeping in his car at night and seeing these gangs come together, he would get out and start ministering to these young men. And out of that, of course, was most people know was Birth Teen Challenge. So what became what happened with one event, one geographical location? He said, "Well, I'm going to start this Teen Challenge ministry in New York City." And I'd love to be with David and hear him tell his story and have him come and minister for me and a couple of different churches I was pastoring. But to hear him tell his story, and he laid hands on me the night I was called to preach. He wrote me one time and said, "Dale, I remember 40 years ago when I laid my hands on you in Wichita Falls, Texas." But I grabbed on to his spirit of faith. And I thought at one time, Gene, I thought one time that God wanted us to go to San Antonio and minister in a teen challenge center, but that wasn't what it was all about, even though David Wilkerson was doing that. But what has happened now is a teen challenge center, New York City, has become Teen Challenge Center, Fort Worth, Texas, Teen Challenge Center, San Antonio, Texas, Teen Challenge Center, Los Angeles, California, and it goes on and on and on. And I'm just prophesying today that your vision called Rochelle's Place is not just for liberal Kansas. Rochelle's Place is for a lot of different towns and cities in America concerning people that women that have gone through abortions like yourself, Rhonda, as well as the human trafficking situation. We are living in the days that Paul prophesied about in the last days. Perilous times are going to come. And Peter talked about that. It's going to be perilous times. And so we know that the abortion counter, which I refer to regularly, keeps the counter continues on. So I'm looking at the calendar where today, according to the number of abortions, the abortion counter in America is at 1,116. That's today. Since Roe versus Wade, there's been 60,358,485. Now it's 486. I mean, just as I'm talking here, there's been another abortion happening just this moment. And as I talk a little bit, there will be another abortion that will take place in America. Planned Parenthood, that is still being funded by our government, has already performed 8,084,000. Abortions, and Planned Parenthood has already performed 108,000 abortions this year, being funded by our government. And now we've had another abortion. So I know that you guys have this heart for Rochelle's Place in liberal Kansas, but it's only the starting point. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. And I know that you guys not only have a heart to see women that have had an abortion be ministered to, but also now I know that you have a heart for these young people that may be facing the abortion decision, or even children that are being ministered to before they begin to be sexually abused or handled in some way inappropriately. So we have a major issue in America, and I know that your heart is for that. And what really, really connected me to Delvin was he sounded so much like me, or I sounded so much like him on the radio, his professionalism, and a man that had the same rhythm. But what attracted me to you, Rhonda, was you sharing your testimony about having an abortion, your brokenness, your willingness to be upfront and transparent. And I know that's in your heart. I know it's in your heart to go into churches and be able to share this, but I know that church is not the only place, because I know traveling ministers are having more difficulties now, more than ever before, being invited, because a lot of churches are only having a Sunday morning service. But there's so many, many different places that need to hear what you're saying and need the prayer of faith, the prayer of deliverance, and even a preventive measure, saying, parents, you got to watch your children, and here's ways to protect them, and even ministering to little children. The human trafficking, the abortion, all of the things that are happening, the misconduct, the sexual activity as a result of the increase of pornography. We're living in perilous days and perilous times. And so, Rhonda, how do you want to respond to that?
You know, when the Lord called me to begin and start Rochelle's Place, and I just want to say the name Rochelle is, the Lord gave me that name. And when I was going through my deliverance, that he helped me to understand that I had had a girl and that her name was Rochelle. And so when the Lord called me then several years later to start this ministry, he told me, I want you to call it Rochelle's Place. Rochelle means a rock, and it also means a battle cry, and it also means a place to restore and to restore. And so when I looked up what the meaning of Rochelle's Place was, the Lord said, that's what I want to do. This is going to be a fight. It's a battle cry to bring to women the delivering power to forgive them of their shame and the guilt that comes. You know, when you go in to get an abortion, all you're thinking about is, I just want this to be over with. I'm just going to speak for myself, kind of a very selfish decision, because you're thinking about your life and where your life is going. And then later on, you find out, the truth, really what that means, that you've taken a life. And so there's a lot of guilt and shame. And so, you know, when the Holy Ghost came to me and he said, Rhonda, I'm coming back soon. And there is a group of women that think that they have committed the unpardonable sin because they've had an abortion. And Rhonda, I want them to know that I love them, and I want to forgive them, and I want to deliver them from all of their shame and guilt, so that when I do come back, they will be ready for me, clothed in white garments and ready for me to receive them without any shame. So I need, you know, Paul says, how will people know unless someone goes and tells them? You know, the gospel is amazing. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, but unless someone tells the story. So, you know, based on everything you just said, you're absolutely right. This ministry has taken me not just to church pulpits, but it's taken me to drug and alcohol rehab centers, because we have a local rehab center. We've lived in Liberal for 19 years, never even thought about it. And about a year ago, I was crying out to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I need you to take me to where these women are, because women are not just going to come up to you and begin to share their secrets. And so I said, Lord, then you take me to where they're at. And he took me, within 2 weeks, opened the door and gave me favor to work with women at our local Christian drug and alcohol rehab, where I've met women over the last year. I go there every Saturday. Women who've come out of human trafficking, women who come out of, there was one lady that was a CEO of a bank. She got addicted to opiates because she had a back problem. The stories of the people that are there, but majority of the women that I meet with every Saturday have had an abortion at some point in their life. And those that have come out of human trafficking having several abortions just because of the demand of their employer that they can't afford for them to be pregnant. So I agree with you, Brother Dale, when the Lord calls you to do something, just like Debbie Wilkerson, you think in your mind, well, this is what it's going to look like, and this is what I'm going to do. And honestly, I thought I would just stand in churches and minister. But what the Lord is helping me to understand is, Lord, Rhonda, I'm going to open doors in places. The Holy Spirit told me this about a year ago. I am not just for Rochelle's Place, but for the believers. I am pushing back boundaries and borders of darkness. In these last days, the Holy Ghost is coming in, and he's pushing back boundaries and borders that the enemy has said, you can come this far, but you cannot go any farther. But the Holy Ghost says, no, I'm coming in by my power and my Holy Spirit, and I'm pushing back those boundaries farther than they've ever been before. And I'm going to take my people into the darkest places where they have been told, you can't come here. But God said, I'm opening up those doors, and I'm going to send people in with the delivering power of God. And so there's been some doors that have been shut in our community, namely at our high school. With teaching about abstinence and teaching about some of the things of just purity. And I feel those boundaries and borders being pushed because of the occurrences of the things that our teenagers are going through, not just with abuse, sexual abuse, and not just with the things that are on the internet and pornography, but just this death grip that Satan is trying to just kill them. We've had several suicide attempts, not only at our own at our middle schools, we had three suicide attempts in less than 3 months. Within less than 3 months, suicide is on the rampage. And so, even in Southwest Kansas, there were four suicides at another high school in an area close to us. And then further close to the Oklahoma border, there were several suicides in the high school there. What is that about? That is about the enemy coming and telling young people that they have no future and that they're worth nothing. People, I don't care what age you are. So then, whether you're addicted to drugs, whether you're addicted to alcohol, whether you're addicted to pornography, whatever it is that you're using to try to escape your sin, your past, whether it's because you've had an abortion, whether it's because you were molested, whether it's because you were abused, or whether it's just because the enemy just comes along and just lies to you and says that no one loves you. These are all people that God is saying, it's like the children of Israel crying out under Pharaoh's hand of to demolish and demoralize and to just brutalize the Israelites. And they cried out every night, God save us, God save us. And he sent them a deliverer. And I think that God is raising up deliverers all across this nation that have been in hiding, that have been in a secret place, that God has been pruning them. And when they come out, they're coming out with power, and he's going to take them to the darkest places, and people are going to be set free all over the United States. So when I think about revival, I'm not just thinking about a really nice church service. I'm not thinking about just people being slain in spirit in the church service. I'm thinking about people who are in deep, deep darkness for the first time seeing and experiencing a deliverer from all of their guilt, all of their shame, all of their horror. Because we know that when God comes in, he cleans house, and how can I be here on the radio and how can I tell people I've had an abortion? Because God literally not only forgave me, but he took away all of my shame, and he's given me a grace and an anointing that when I stand, whether it's in a drug and alcohol rehab, whether it's in the midst of a congregation or a ladies group or a youth rally, different places the Lord has taken me over the last 2 years. When I stand and I share my testimony, the anointing of the Holy Ghost shows up and people respond to the Holy Ghost, and women and men are set free. I have met so many men over these last 2 years that either they were the boyfriend of a girl, they were the brother of a sister, or they were a father. I met a lady who her dad was a pastor of a church, and when she was 15, he drove her to Amarillo to have an abortion. Mm. It affects the church as well as the world. Mm-hmm. And God wants to come and clean house, and he wants to set people free.
Yes, he does. And you have a message, and there are people that need the message. You know, I just want to say with Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer in the studio with me that I believe in the local church. I love the local church. And there's been some people maybe that misunderstood when I've started a radio church. I'm not in competition with the local church. There are millions of people in America that love Jesus, but for some reason or another, they can't come to church on Sunday morning, or they don't go to church or what have you. I love the local church. But it used to be that that is where the local church is where that people that had a message went to share the message. But more and more, local churches are no longer having guest speakers, primarily, I believe, first of all, because most churches are only having Sunday morning service. The pastor, the shepherd, wants to deliver that message for the congregation. I fully understand that. Also, pastors are becoming more sensitive, I believe, to the wishes or desires, the opinions of their parishioners, not to invite anybody that could be controversial. You know, my friend Dennis Jernigan told me that, you know, this guy's an incredible minister. I prophesied over him years ago, 1986 in Oklahoma City, that he would be doing what he's doing today. And he just told me, you know, basically my invitations to the local church has dried up because I share a testimony of how to be delivered from homosexuality. And too many pastors are saying, well, I don't want to be controversial. I don't want to bring condemnation. So I don't want someone to share that testimony. I believe it's the same way, with you, Rhonda and Delvin, that some pastors may not want you to come to their church because there's people in the congregation who have had an abortion. They don't want the pastor does not want them to feel ashamed, does not want them to feel condemnation. So consequently, more and more people that have a message must be able to transfer that message to more places than just a local church, where that used to be the situation. So I'm thankful that I get to be on the radio many times during the week, being able to share this message. And so I believe in the local church, but God has provided me a platform that not only can I minister in local churches from time to time, but I can minister to people in so many different areas and places where they listen. They may not show up at a church because they don't want to show their face, but when they listen on radio, you know, they're in the privacy of their own home, they've got their smartphone, whatever it may be. So I said all that to say, to preface what I'm going to say right now, that even as you guys have been talking, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that God is creating places and spaces for the two of y'all. And your major platform, you know, I know that you're open to go to a local church, and I would highly recommend Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer for any church that may be listening, any pastor, any shepherd. I highly endorse them to come and minister. But I know that the local church is not going to be your primary place and space, that God, even at this moment, is creating places and spaces. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say for the two of y'all. Places and spaces. David Wilkerson said, I never got to minister to those two boys in the New York City jail. I went there, never got to minister to them. But out of that came Teen Challenge that was duplicated across America, different nations of the world. And I prophesied over the two of y'all that out of Rochelle's place, regardless of whether you have a geographical location or whatever it may be, Rochelle's place is going to be multiplied across America, different places in the world. I keep hearing Germany. I just say that Germany is going to be a major place for you guys. So God is stirring.
Yes.
And we may be trying to put all of these things into proper order, proper place. Gene and I were just talking this morning at breakfast about how that we were leading a church in Oklahoma City in 1985, the first part of 1985, we found this beautiful home that we wanted to buy. And we were determined to buy that house. And our realtor, who was a fellow pastor, he said, Dale, I'm not going to sell you that house. I said, you're my realtor. I said, work out the deal. We can make the down payment. We love that two-story home at a beautiful location outside of Oklahoma City. And we were trying to make it work, because we felt like, hey, this home is for us. This will be a great location. He said, Dale, I can't do it for you. But I was pressing the matter. I was saying, we're going to work this out. This is going to work because we believe this is it. And this is going to be our location. And a few days later, I was in my office at the church there in Oklahoma City, Dale City, Oklahoma. And I was looking down at my shoes. I just bought a new pair of shoes that I thought were incredible shoes. And I looked down, and the top layer of those shoes had peeled off. I thought they were genuine layer, but it was a Memorex, what it was. And I was looking at my shoes in disbelief, and I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, son, that is the way of that house, just like those shoes. That is not your house. You think it's one thing, but it's another thing. And I got up and I drove home. And when I got home, Jean was crying. I said, "What is wrong with you?" She said, "The Holy Spirit told me that we're not going to get that house." And I started crying. And I said, she said, "When I was in the bathtub this morning, the Holy Spirit said to me about the same time he said to me, 'That's not your house.'" 5 months later, Jean and I made a transition from that church to Rockwall, Texas, where our whole ministry took on worldwide proportions. Mm-hmm. So I just believe there's people that are listening today. You're trying to make something happen. Yeah. You're trying to determine your location. You've located maybe a certain house, a certain geographical location, a certain building, a certain place. You have devised with your own understanding, because we do have some own understanding. You've devised your own understanding of the way it's going to be, but God says it's not big enough. God knew that one location, Oklahoma City, was not big enough for us, but that we were going to make an impact in nations of the world. I'm prophesying that over you guys. You're going to make an impact. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what Rochelle's house looks like in Liberal, Kansas, I'm telling you, there's going to be Rochelle's houses where people come and receive ministry, and that God is even expanding and enlarging.
Amen.
Wow, because of his mercy and his grace. I tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to pray, because I know that that the two of y'all love to pray. I love to pray. And I just want to let everybody know you're listening to bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we're one of the few prayer stations in America. But this station was started to pray. Started on prayer. We are all about prayer. We may have some preaching. We may have some music that accompanies our prayer, but we're all about prayer. I'm gonna play this song by a friend of ours who plays background music. Her name is Courtney, and Courtney ministered with this young lady on the last Billy Graham special, and her name is Lacey Sturm, and she talks about mercy. And I just believe that we're going to pray for God to have mercy on people. I just believe there's a mercy cry that is going out. We'll play this song, and then Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer and I will be back to, we're going to be back to pray together for you. And I believe that some of you really, really given a mercy cry. We love you. Jesus loves you. Here's Lacey Sturm.
Thank you.
Okay, there you have Lacey Stern and the Mercy Tree. Billy Graham chose her to share her testimony and sing her song, how she'd been addicted to drugs and been through all kinds of situations. And she wrote the song, The Mercy Tree. And Courtney is playing some background music. And it's good to have Rhonda and Delvin Kinzer in the studio with me today. And I'm just going to ask Rhonda to lead out. Praying for mercy, particularly people that have shame, so much shame. We know that God has not put shame on anyone. It's self-imposed. And however the Holy Spirit leads you, Rhonda, you pray, and we'll set ourselves in agreement.
I'm going to read Jeremiah 33:3. I woke up this morning at 3:33, and the scripture was in my spirit. And as we've been talking, it says, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And so, Father, that's what we do here this morning. We're just calling out to you, because I believe, Father God, that you want to show some things, Lord, to those that are listening. Yes. You want to show them the grace that you have provided through Jesus Christ and through his shed blood. You want to show them the greatness of the love that you have for them, so much so that while we were yet sinners, Lord, that's when Jesus came and died for us. Yes. And so, Lord, it doesn't matter where we find ourselves this morning, in the depths of, Lord, maybe our regret, the depths of our shame, the depths of our guilt. Yeah. Lord, in the world, Lord, the answers I know come through years of counseling or medication or, you know, sometimes, Lord, people go to, you know, to drink or to smoke or to do drugs. Lord, we try everything to numb the pain. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are here today because of the greatness of your love for those that are listening, to deliver and to set them free from every bondage, from every bondage of guilt, every bondage of shame, every stronghold, anything that they have been tied to and addicted to, Lord, because they've been trying to find an answer. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now to come where you're at. And that, Lord, I just believe right now that the anointing of God is touching you and is setting you free. And Lord, I ask that you would just, from the top of their head, Lord, all the way down to the soles of their feet, may they feel the love of God come upon them right now by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Lord, love on them. Lord, wrap them in just your arms. And Lord, just love on them. And Lord, as your Spirit of God is releasing the love of God, I thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus, Lord, as they cry out to you. Your word says, call upon me and I'm going to show you some things. Things that you've cried out for before, but you did not know that Jesus was the answer. And Lord, you said anyone that calls upon the name of the Lord, that they will be saved. So those that are calling upon you right now, Father God, Lord, they might have walked with you and served you and they are a believer. They might be faithful in their church, but Lord, there's a part of them that is, the shame has never left them. And for those people right now, I'm declaring that as you cry out and you say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your blood. Deliver me from guilt. Deliver me from shame. He's doing that for you right now by the glory of his name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We intercede for you right now, those that are listening.
Jesus, have your way. And we just speak mercy over you.
Yes.
Where the enemy has come and he has spoke condemnation, where he has spoke guilt, where he continually plays that memory over and over in your mind, in the name of Jesus, I break that cycle.
Yes.
I break that memory, Lord, in Jesus' name, and that, Lord, that you will come, and that, Lord, Jesus Christ is in that moment. Jesus Christ is in that memory, Lord, to save and to heal and to deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. So we come against the spirit of condemnation. We come against every spirit of judgment with the spirit of mercy. And so, Lord, we cry out for them. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. That you do not give us what we deserve. Hallelujah. You give us your mercy. You give us your love.
That's right.
You give us your affection. Lord, I thank you. I think of the lady with the woman with the issue of blood for 18 years.
Yeah.
And Lord, she had the courage to go out into public and to reach out to Jesus. And Lord, when you healed her, I love it how Jesus called her daughter. And so, Lord, yeah. I thank you that I hear the voice of the Holy Ghost saying right now over you, you are my daughter. Yeah. And I love you, and I cleanse you, and I purify you right now, and to receive it by faith, yes, in Jesus' name. And I pray for every man under the sound of my voice that has dealt with guilt and dealt with shame, Lord, for different areas of their life, whether it be pornography, whether it be because of an abortion, or whatever it is that they have had guilt and shame and just this, like a stronghold that has strangled them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose them, yes, by the blood of Jesus. I just send the anointing to loose them in, yes, Jesus' name. So I declare you are free as you claim it. Just reach out and say, this word is for me, and I'm taking it, and I am free today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We worship
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. You are worthy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Oh, God, I pray those who are listening today would just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit touching your life, wherever you might be.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever you might be. Whatever might be going on in your life, we pray for you right now. We intercede on your behalf. In Jesus' name, we break all shame, and we release that mercy upon you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you that have gone through an abortion, those of you that have been victims of incest, my God, there's so much going on today, even in secret places. But Lord, I know that you're at work in people's lives. We break every spirit of bondage, particularly those of you that are feel like you're trapped, you're locked in to a certain lifestyle, to a certain situation. It's time that you cry out,
yes,
today. Cry out.
Yes.
Cry out. Lord, help me in Jesus' name, that you will not allow yourself to be hemmed in. You will not allow yourself to be trapped. You will cry out to other people. You will cry out to God in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And I just for the last 2 or 3 minutes, I just keep hearing the name Tara. And so, Father, I don't know who Tara is, but you do. And so, Father, I pray right now for the Tara that is listening, that the Lord wants you to know, yes, this is real, yes, this is true, and yes, this is your day. This is your freedom day in Jesus' name. And that He is just lavishing you with his love, and he just wants you to receive it. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that, Lord, she's just letting go of all of the pain and all of the hurt. Tara, I don't know who you are, but I feel like that you have suffered greatly. I just feel like that you have suffered enormously, and even in your mind, you know the things that you've gone through. But I feel like the Holy Spirit wants me to let you know that his grace is greater,
yeah,
and his blood is stronger.
Yeah.
And if you will just embrace him, and I literally just feel like the Lord says, I just want you to physically, wherever you're at, just wrap your arms out in front of you like you're holding on to the Father God.
Yeah.
And he is embracing you right now, and he literally melting away your stony heart,
yeah,
and your calloused heart.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's just melting that with the love of God. And I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost that he is just moving upon you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
And as you're shaking under the power, just the presence of his love, just let him hold you. In Jesus' name. And I just thank you. And so if that word, if you need that word for you, you take that word for yourself, whoever you are. But I just really felt like that Tara needed, she was saying, Lord, just let her say my name so I'll know that you're doing this for me. And so I just give you praise, Lord, that you're setting Tara free in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
We're just interceding on your behalf today, those of you that are listening. This is not, we didn't plan anything today. We just knew we would get together and pray. We're praying for those of you that may be listening here at the 10 o'clock hour or the 2 or 5 or 10, whatever it may be, or if this program is being replayed another time. We're praying for you this morning, praying for you today, or praying for you tonight, whenever you're listening. Just asking the Holy Spirit to touch your life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we're just here to help you. Delvin, tell the people when you're on bpnradio.com how they can get in touch with you, how they can, if they would like to have a Rochelle's house in their town or their city. Give them some information, Delvin.
Well, we are, again, in Liberal, Kansas. You can see about Rochelle's Place on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Rochelle's Place. It's R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E-apostrophe-S, Place. And you'll see about the ministry there, and our contact information is all there, phone numbers and email addresses and all that. That's really the best way to find out about who we are and what we do. And again, we are here on bpnradio.com. You'll hear me doing the news throughout the week, but on Intercession Friday is at 10 o'clock Central Time when our program comes on and Rhonda is praying. And we love to hear through Facebook and through our email prayer requests, so we can pray with you on those days. And the Spirit of the Lord just really begins to move in those times as we pray together with you here on bpnradio.com. Again, we, being able to be a part of what God is doing in this medium, has been such a blessing for us, and the things that the Lord has prayed through us, through Rhonda, myself, as we go along here, God is doing some, I mean, He is doing some things, that are, not believed if you would have been told them. Those mm-hmm. kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Rhonda, I believe that word she gave earlier today about pushing back the darkness and going into places where the enemy has said, well, they'll never come here. Mm-hmm. God is saying, no, that's exactly where we're going, because there are people that need to be set free. So that's exciting. To mm-hmm. know and see what God is doing, mm-hmm. how He's getting the victory. Mm-hmm. It's biblical. It's a biblical proportion. You know, we always hear that. You hear that phrase. Well, that rainfall was a biblical proportion, or mm-hmm. Think about this: when the children of Israel were going to be going out of Egypt, and God was going to start that in motion, Egypt said, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. These people we've enslaved, we're powerful. We're the most powerful nation in the world, as far as they knew. That'll never happen. But God says, no, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I will do whatever it takes to make it happen. And mm-hmm. it did.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what God wants to do in your life today. There'll be people that'll tell you, you'll never do this, that'll never happen. Your situation is such that could never happen. But God says, no, with man it's impossible, but with me it's possible. And not only possible, it's probable, and it's going to happen
mm-hmm.
in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Hudson Taylor has an awesome, had an awesome quote, and that was, when God goes to move first, it's impossible, then it's probable, and when God's done, it's happened. I know I messed up that quote. I have messed up that quote.
That's
but,
good.
But Hudson Taylor, when he talked about prayer, he talked about there's nothing impossible with God. It's accomplished when He yeah. says it's accomplished. So yeah. praise the Lord.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And Rhonda, do you have any closing comments? I want to talk a little bit about your ministry.
I guess what I want to say, when the Lord put in my heart Rochelle's Place, it is an actual place. There is a we're believing that there is this home in Liberal that the Lord has put on our heart to believe him for. But whether it's that actual home or, you know, whatever, wherever that looks like, to be able to be extrapolated out to other countries or to other cities, issues like abortion and homosexuality, those are private, personal issues, and people need a safe place to come. And I know that's a cliche word these days now, a safe place, and but they need a place where they can come and feel safe and feel comfortable and feel loved and feel accepted to be able to share their stories. Like you talked about at the beginning of the program, that's really what God has called me to do, is to hear people's stories and then to help them to know what his story is for them. Because, you know, we all have a story, but there comes a place where we allow Jesus Christ to begin to tell his story through our lives. And that's the story of redemption. Yeah. So when I think about Rochelle's place, I think of a place where these people can come and be able to share their story. Sometimes that's individually, and sometimes that's been in a group. You know, there's just an awesome group dynamic. I've done group counseling in the past before, but as a counselor. But to be able to see that you're not alone. So sometimes a group dynamic can really be what needs to set people free, because they can see that they're not alone. But other times the guilt and the shame is so severe that they just want to be somewhere private. So when I talk about Rochelle's place, I'm talking about a place where people can come and share their story and be not only set free, but as you know, once freedom comes, then you've got to fill the void. And to be able then to continue with discipleship, to disciple them and mentor them. The Lord has been very gracious to allow me to understand the principle of that I'm a spiritual mother, and he has given me offspring, and he's given me children to love and to walk through their lives. And that takes time and that takes commitment. But because God's heart is burning to set these people free, then he puts in our heart that same commitment level. Because he reminds me all the time, you know, Rhonda, you know how long it's taken me to get you to where you're at? And I just want to say this. He is speaking to me. I had a prophetic dream in November of last year, and really been studying and praying over that. Debbie Davenport was beneficial, and just she really helped me with that dream. But one of the things that Debbie said to me, and when I shared the dream with her, was the Lord wanted me to let you know, Rhonda, that he has put a lot of time and effort and energy, a lot of himself into you, and he's expecting a harvest from you. So I just want to share that to you, whoever's listening. You know, think about that, all the time and all the faithfulness and all of the gifts and the fruits and everything that God has poured into you, whether it's through your pastor, your Sunday school teacher, your grandmother, whoever, BPN Radio, he's poured all those things into you, and he's shaped you to be more and more like him every day for the purpose of that you would be fruitful. And he expects a harvest from you. And so there, he's going to put you to work. And so I'm ready to work every day, whatever that might look like. And I just want to say this. You know, we had the opportunity to meet Dennis Jernigan. That was a dream, literally. That was a dream that I had, that, that someday the Lord would let me minister with him. And the Lord took us to a little bitty place in Sedan, Kansas. And I shared my testimony on Friday night, and he shared his testimony on Saturday morning.
Wow.
And we had a chance to get to, I got to meet him in person. And I just want to say this. Revival and God moving by the Holy Ghost and causing people to come alive and come awake, the church, the body of Christ, is going to have to be willing to address the issues of abortion and homosexuality.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, the biggest things in our nation is abortion and homosexuality. And if you know anything about the young people, and I'm talking sixth grade up, there is such a spirit of perversion that is coming up on them with this whole gender neutral, gender bias, gender bias, gender neutral, and all those things. And I'm telling you, it's a spirit.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost showed me a long time ago, Rhonda, there's no difference in setting someone free from having an abortion as setting someone free from a spirit of homosexuality or a spirit of transgenderism. And because the reason why, it's all about a spirit.
Yeah.
And the blood of Jesus can take care of that spirit.
Amen.
And I have personal experience in that realm of knowing that it's a spiritual battle. Mm-hmm. And so if the church wants revival, they're going to, that's what I'm talking about when God mm-hmm. says, I'm going to come and clean up my house. Mm-hmm. Because there are people, and that's, here's the thing, you know, Dennis told you, they don't want people to come in maybe to their church and to talk about those things because they don't want to put guilt on anyone or shame or condemnation on anyone. Mm-hmm. And my response to that is they already feel that.
Yeah.
They already – I mean, I think about his testimony, and I'm not trying to start a whole new show because we need to wrap down here. But when he shared his testimony, all those years of the guilt and the shame that he had because he knew the word and he didn't want to succumb to that. And then when he finally did, and then how the Lord brought him out. So I would say there are already women and men that feel shame and guilt and condemnation from whatever sin they might mm-hmm. be. But I'm talking abortion and homosexuality, and God yeah. is the answer. And
yes.
because there is a spirit that has to be dealt with.
That's
and
right.
only the blood of Jesus can take care of that spirit. No,
yeah.
no amount of medication, no amount of counseling. And I understand all of that from a psychology point of view, but I'm telling you, God is going to come and he's going to set people free that have been crying out for years for freedom. And Jesus is going to come and say, I'm going to set you free.
Amen.
So if the church wants to see the power of God, they're going to have to allow the power of God to do whatever he wants. And what he is wanting to do, it is in his heart. He wants to set those people free.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, I concur. And of course, Delvin Ronda's on Mondays, 1 and 7 o'clock on bpnradio.com. And then on Fridays at 10 a.m. And they are leading prayer. They're taking prayer requests on bpnradio.com as well as Facebook Live. Well,
I found that Hudson Taylor because I knew I'd messed it up.
Okay, go ahead.
And I love it. And every time I've run across it, I thought, I need to memorize this, and I probably should do a better job. But here's what he said. I have found that there are three stages in every great work of God. First, it is impossible. Then, it is difficult. Then, it is done.
Impossible, difficult, and done.
Amen.
Wow. That is powerful. We
yeah.
need to repeat that, Delvin Kinzer. You know, just briefly, because I know we got to go here, but, you know, in 1988, I was ministering in Tulsa at a church there, and I ministered over this couple. I said, I see you going to East Germany and doing ministry. That's what the Holy Spirit said to me, but I could not get it out of my mouth because I knew the Berlin Wall was up there. You cannot go into East Germany. So I kept saying Germany, and the Holy Spirit kept correcting me, saying, say East Germany.
Yeah.
I said, well, Lord, there's a Berlin Wall there. But, you know, that's what God wants to do. So I prophesied that, and the next year the wall came down,
right.
and then I had an invitation. I did go to Berlin. I had an invitation from this couple, come and minister for us. We are in East Germany. So I want to tell you, regardless of how impossible something may seem at the very moment, mm-hmm. God is at work in the situation. You got to know that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. I see Rochelle's centers being established just like Teen Challenge across America, other nations of the world. It's good to have Devin and Rhonda Kinzer on. I pray for you. I bless you. And if you want to donate to their ministry, you can do that. You can go to Delvin, you can Google Delvin Kinzer, Rhonda Kinzer, Rochelle's Place, and of course they're on bpnradio.com. When we went live over 2 years ago, this is the first couple that I invited to come and be a part of the team because I knew the Holy Spirit had spoken to them, and it's so good to have them on today. Remember, if you want to make a contribution to Breakout Ministries, you just go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. You can click on the donate button. And if you want to send a check, you can go to and when you click on the donate button, you can use your credit card, PayPal, debit card. If you want to send a check, you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. It's been great having Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer in the studio. Great to have you listening today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.